Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the second line band is here. They're not playing yet, but just a warning, we may have some great brass band music coming up here during the program. I am Dave Cohen, and so glad to be here at the Global Meetings Industry Day, and very glad to welcome Kelly Schultz, Senior Vice President with New Orleans & Company. What a great turnout today.
Hey, Dave. Yes, it is a great turnout. We've got hundreds of people that are here, lots of excitement from the community, and lots of special guests who could have celebrated Global Meetings Industry Day anywhere, and we're really glad they chose to do it in New Orleans.
And you have some key journalists who are here with us in New Orleans today, and while a lot of people may not realize why that's important, that could really pay off dividends, huh?
Absolutely. You know, of course, we work with our local partners and friends like WWL Radio and to get good news out about New Orleans, but there's a very important group that many people may not know about. And so here today, we're hosting about 8 members of the trade press. So these are journalists and editors who write for magazines that meeting planners read.
Uh-huh.
And why that's important is because, you know, these meeting planners, and I know you're going to speak to some more of them on the show, they have such a choice of where they can bring their meetings and conventions. So, you know, the woman that's here today, she makes the decisions for where tens of thousands of scientists with the American Geophysical Union are going to have their convention. She could choose to bring them to Nashville, to Los Angeles, to any number of cities who would be able to host their meeting. But, of course, we want them to choose New Orleans.
Yeah, and we want them to bring their members and their millions of dollars in spending here. And it's amazing. I hadn't thought about it like that before. It typically is one person who makes that call, ultimately.
Pretty much. I mean, sometimes they'll have to go to their CEO or their board of directors, right? But, you know, that's a very powerful audience. And so the journalists that we are hosting, New Orleans & Company actually flies them in. We put together a suggested itinerary for them, and we say these are all the things we want you to report on about New Orleans and why it's such a competitive meetings destination, so that people like Lauren and our other customers will read that and want to know more.
So yeah, that makes sense. So when the meeting planners are deciding where are we going to hold our next gathering of 10, 20, 30,000 people, they have these websites they go to, they have these magazines that they read, and that give them ideas and tell them why they should pick one place or another.
Exactly. And we've got 8 of the best editors in the country here today. And so in addition to this event, you know, again, they could have chosen to go to, this is Global Meetings Industry Day, right? They could have gone to any country, any other city. They chose to come here. And so after this event, we're going to take them to eat. They're going to eat really well at Palace Cafe. We're going to be at the convention center. They'll see the National World War II Museum, the Four Seasons. You know, we want to show them different sides of the city and show them what's new. For many of these journalists, they haven't been here since maybe 2019 or, you know, way before COVID. So we're trying to get him here and show them all the improvements at the convention center. What's going on? You know, why New Orleans is thriving. We had a discussion this morning over breakfast, and we weren't talking about, you know, meeting rooms and things like that. We were talking about the food in New Orleans and the people. And we were talking about the scientific community here and things like climate change and innovation and sustainability, and so like big trends that, you know, these folks are all engaged in. It was a pretty cool conversation.
Well, we were hearing about the fact that the New Orleans Convention Center has won an award. It's the largest building to win the sustainability award that it won. And when you think about that on one level, it's like, that's great. We're good caretakers of our environment and we're worried about those things. But there are a lot of organizations and groups who are also worried about that. And when it comes down to it, if they've got to pick, where are we going to bring our massive economic impact? Well, maybe it is to the place that is doing the best job of being the best stewards of the not only their visitors and their members, but also of the environment.
That is absolutely right. And, you know, there's so much that goes into if you're deciding on where to bring your meeting or convention, there's so many factors that goes into it. You know, they're looking at how sustainable is our destination. They want to be good stewards of the environment. They want to do good by New Orleans. They don't want to have a gigantic carbon footprint that's going to be a negative impact. So there's so many factors that groups are looking at. I mean, yes, they want to know that we have the availability and we have strong venues, but they also want to know that we're sustainable. They want to know what laws we have on the books and whether or not those laws align with their values. And you know, laws, legislation may affect where a group decides to go. So it's very complex. It's a very complex industry. And so to have these journalists here who can help tell our stories for us, and for them to see it themselves. And, you know, if I say it, I work at New Orleans and Company, right? So that's right. My job to promote the city, right?
You're paid to say
right.
those things.
I'm paid to say those things. And I believe them, too. But you know, for the journalist to say that and to have that third-party credibility and for them to say it in their own words and to say, I was just there and let me show you my photos and let me, you know, they're going to now go back and publish stories about their experience here, and that will be very powerful for us.
Well, and it's really hard to have one of the greatest meals of your life, to hear some of the best music of your life, to have one of the best times of your life, to not then reflect that when they go ahead and write their articles and express what they've learned on this day, that it really is every city competing against all the others to not only get businesses to travel, but to pick their city to travel to.
Yeah, and you know what they're all talking about, Dave, are the people they've encountered here.
It's a theme. Everybody says it. Mm-hmm. And it's real.
Yeah.
If you're not a genuinely nice person here, that is exposed immediately.
Uh-huh.
And everyone who comes here immediately recognizes just how genuinely nice. And, you know, we said you get paid to say these things. Well, we are paying people in the hospitality industry to be hospitable.
But it's genuine.
But they can, they can see. No, these are just really nice people who really are glad we're here. And I think there are a lot of shocks. They're shocked at first at how much people hug each other and are glad to see each other and smile and are happy here. But then they realize very quickly, it's for real.
Yeah. A lady was telling a story this morning about her father, who's in his 90s, and he has very, very fond memories of New Orleans, and he talked about going to a restaurant, and he hadn't been there in like 10 years. They remembered him, and they remembered his drink order. That doesn't happen anywhere else.
Wow.
That is a New Orleans experience.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Kelly Schultz, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it here on WWL on this Global Meetings Industry Day. Any thoughts you want to leave us with?
Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping tell good stories about New Orleans.
We appreciate it. We got more good stories to tell coming up next here on the Newell Norman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.